from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Subur.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Austin Davis, age 23 at the time of this interview.
I was born October 4th, 1989. For the first 7 years of my life, my parents were married, and then they got a divorce when I was about 7 or 8 years old. My dad was probably my biggest influence growing up. So I was really lucky to be able to see someone who I'd want to emulate when I grew up. My parents have always taught me to whom much is given, much is required. I mean, I didn't grow up wealthy, but I'm one of the lucky ones. I was able to go to college. I was able to graduate. I was able to have a good job and to pursue my dreams. So it's my responsibility to give back so that you guys can pursue your dreams. And government is a great way for me to do that because I can influence policy at the education level. I can influence public safety policy, transportation, economic development, a whole host of areas that you probably don't even recognize that government's interacting with in your life. And how do I improve the situation for African-American men? If you look at the statistics between African-American men, we're by far the worst off out of any other demographic in the world. How do I begin from the position that I have to begin to change that cycle? My role models, they're not the typical role models. One of them is somebody who's local, and that's Valerie McDonald Roberts. She was a Pittsburgh City Councilwoman and the first African-American elected to a countywide office, and she ran for lieutenant governor about 8 years ago. Somebody that I looked up to but I hadn't had a chance to meet was Congressman Charlie Rangel, the United States Congressman for Harlem. He's done a lot of great things in his lifetime. He was one of the founders of the Congressional Black Caucus. He was elected to Congress in 1970. If you look at the history in Harlem and look at what it was like in the 1970s after the Martin Luther King riots, and you look at what it is today, that's because of Charlie Rangel. I grew up in the lower 7th Ward, just riding my bike with my friends and walking home from school. That like half hour from like when you left the school to when you got home, that's probably when the most mischief happened. I was Mr. Popular in high school. I was the class president. I was the guy who was involved in every organization. I got involved in politics and local government at the age of 15. I was inspired when I was in high school. At that time, there was a lot of crime among young people. I had a couple friends who were shot and killed. I made a decision that I didn't think government was very responsive to the needs of young people in the community, primarily because, one, we didn't vote. I think politicians kind of said, oh, well, they don't have a voice, so why should we listen to them? I decided that I wanted to get involved, and I approached then-mayor Jim Brewster, who's now a state senator, and told him that I wanted to start the first ever Mayor's Youth Advisory Council, and I wanted to bring more young people from McKeesport into City Hall and actually make them a part of the decision-making process that they go through when it pertains to young people. So that's really what kind of spurred my start in politics and government. We're growing up in an interesting time in the age of Barack Obama, and there's a heightened awareness of what's going on in our community socially. You're beginning to see more young people who are more socially, politically, and economically engaged. And I think that'll continue. I don't think adults or the older generation give us enough credit for what we're actually trying to do. If you work hard and stay true to what you want to do and what you want to achieve, you'll get there. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. My advice to you would be to be bold, to do exactly what you want to do. If you want to run for office, do it. If you want to be a CEO at a bank, go work for a bank and work hard. In politics, when I first got involved, people always used to say, oh, you know, you're young, you should wait, take your time. That's the worst advice anybody could ever give. Do exactly what you want to do. You want to run through that door full speed, because people who are bold are the people who are successful. You're going to make mistakes. That's natural. So don't be afraid of them. Just embrace them and learn from them.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Noah Bivens and Terrell Stanford.
We interviewed Mr. Austin Davis on August 16th, 2013.
On January 23rd, 2018, Davis won Pennsylvania House's 35th District, following his goal to better his community through policy work. Davis will be the third African-American representative in the county. The 35th District includes McKeesport and other Mon Valley adjoining communities such as Clareton, Duquesne, Munhall, White Oak, and portions of West Mifflin. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.